listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the MCHS Arena. I'm Dan Manley, along with Hyman Rawls. Tonight, the Montgomery County boys take on Pendleton County in action here. Different kind of night. The Indians coming in 7-9. Pendleton County at 7-8. Coach Jason Mays is not here due to a death in his family. And Hyman Rawls right now with the guy who will step in, the assistant coach, Jordan Perry.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the Montgomery County Assistant Coach, Jordan Perry, and Coach. Unfortunate set of circumstances that's put you in this role, but it's an opportunity for you with these guys that you've been working with to kind of just impart some of the things that I know Coach Mays and the coaching staff is trying to been doing to this point in the season.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Very unfortunate. We're praying for Coach Mays, Lori Beth, Reagan, Jace, the whole family. But, you know, they wanted us to continue with the game. They wanted us to see one of these guys have the opportunity to come out and compete. So, you know, we're going to do what we can. We're going to try to make them proud.
You get a home game tonight against a regional opponent in Pendleton County. It's a step down from what you've been experiencing here in recent weeks, but it's an opportunity for you to keep these guys focused on what the main goal is or the main thing is, and that's continue to play to your level and not to what the expected opponent level is.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you play a region opponent, you know, anything can happen. In a region game, in a district game, anything can happen. Coach Brent has done an excellent job with the scout. I know he spent a lot of time the last couple of days watching Pendleton. So he's formulated a little game plan for us. And, you know, we're optimistic, but we got to play at the end of the day, man. You got to come out and play hard, relentless effort. But, I, you know, I'm excited to watch these guys just have the chance to compete against another 10th region team.
What is the skinny on this Pendleton County team, senior-laden team? What has Coach Monroe done in his short time there at the helm at Pendleton County?
Yeah, very experienced team. They start four seniors, one junior, bring some upperclassmen off the bench. I got one kid averaging 17 a game, Bice. He's a really good player. We've got a big 6'5 kid that can really play. So, I mean, you know, we're not taking this team lightly. That's for sure. They can get after it.
Luke Bonds made his first appearance the other night after being off with the injury. Your thoughts on him getting back into the mix with this team that came off a tremendous week at the Railroad Classic over at Irving?
Yeah, he kind of made his season re-debut. You know, he missed a couple weeks there in the middle of the season. I thought he looked good. You know, I thought he looked good early the other night. Obviously, getting back in the flow of things conditioning-wise is a work in progress. But, you know, we're excited about him. I think he's ready to play. He's got a banged-up elbow. You know, he can't catch a break right now. But I think he's good to go. I think we're excited.
You got Cole Rose back. Wasn't available the other night. I know it's still a work in progress in what he can provide to this team, especially down on the interior for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Cole, he's had a string of bad luck as well, some knee tendonitis. Then he got sick. But, you know, we're excited to have him back tonight. We think he may be a really good option on the 6'5 guy here, so we'll see.
What's the one thing you're looking at against this matchup tonight that you think will spell a win or a loss?
Man, our word of 2024 has been compete. Coach Mays has talked a lot about competing, so that's what we're looking to do, man. We're, you know, yesterday in practice we focused on us, and you know we're just here to compete. We want to compete for 32 minutes and see what happens.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
All right. That's Jordan Perry, assistant coach for Montgomery County, taking over administration tonight built the program, of course, in the absence of Coach Jason Mays. And we want to pass along our condolences to the Mays family and extended family there. But we'll take a two-minute timeout when we return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Mason Monroe, the head coach of the Pendleton County Wildcats, in his first season as the head coach, and he's a young man who played at Pendleton County, the junior varsity game, one of the better junior varsity games I've watched in a long time. 60-59, Pendleton County won it. Just really, really a high level of competing for those two teams, and I'm sure that's what we're going to see here tonight. Pendleton County comes in 7-8. They've been pretty good on some nights. They've been not so good on other nights. We'll see what we're going to get tonight. Indians, you could say, have somewhat been about that same way right now. And again, Coach Jason May's not here. Lori Beth, his wife's mother, died this past weekend, and the visitation is tonight. Funeral services are tomorrow in Powell County, and they lived with her. I mean, this really tight-knit family, and it's a big loss for the Mays family, and our condolences and prayers and are certainly with them. Just a minute, Ivan Rawls is going to catch up with the head coach of the Pendleton County Wildcats, Coach Mason Monroe, get his comments about tonight's game coming up. Familiar officiating crew to us tonight. And right now, let's go to Ivan, who has caught up with the Pendleton County head coach.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Wildcats of Pendleton County, Coach Mason Monroe. And Coach, see one of the t-shirts here, one town, one team, one dream. And being a guy from Pendleton County and knowing this program when it's been at its heights at times, I know that's what you're trying to reestablish here.
Absolutely. I mean, we're trying to get back to that point. We kind of struggled the past, but we got a lot of upperclassmen this year that we're hoping to maybe turn things around and set the tone for these talented young guys we got coming up.
Talk about the progress you've made to this point in the season and what you need to see here as you go down the stretch towards district play.
So far, I mean, we've come in with a mentality to just compete every night. Don't roll over. Don't matter who it is, whether it's a big school like Montgomery or, you know, a small town team in our district, whatever it is. Just come ready to compete every day. And, you know, we've done that to start the year. And I just want to continue to see that and continue that the rest of the season.
Talk about the challenges and concern real quick with the matchup tonight with Montgomery County on the road.
It's going to be a tough matchup. Size, obviously, we're a little outmatched inside. And with Fonz back, I mean, that's, you know, he's a heck of a player. We'll try to match up best we can. We'll try to push and transition if the opportunity's there. But we got to be sure we're taking care of the basketball and competing on the rebound. So.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, that's Mason Monroe, head coach for the Middleton County Wildcats. We're coming up on the 8-minute mark here in the pregame. It's a regional matchup here. It's Montgomery County versus Middleton County right here on the Gateway Sports Network after this 2-minute timeout.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
College basketball tonight, Kentucky in action against the Missouri Tigers over at Rupp Arena. And boy, not quite half, midway point of the first half right now. And Kentucky has already put 32 points on the board. It's 32-21. They're doing the offensive thing tonight at Rupp Arena. And of course, the Wildcats come off scoring 87 down at Florida in their last outing, and not letting up offensively. That's a good sign. You know, I mean, defense may win championships, but you got to put the ball in the hoop too, Ivan.
In today's game, you got to be able to score the basketball, and that Wildcat team's averaging right around 90 points per contest this season. And you know, you saw it again, Saturday against the Gators. The Gators, I thought, did a good job, especially that first half, scoring the basketball against UK, hitting those threes. But as I always tell you, you know, it's going to be hard to continue to hit those threes throughout the course of the game. And sure enough, the Gators couldn't in the second half like they were in the first half. And Kentucky got themselves back in the game. Not only, to get themselves back in the game, but to have one of the most unlikeliest people to hit a big three to kind of push them ahead in Bradshaw. But hopefully that's a lesson. Maybe this Montgomery County team can take a little note from about shooting the threes. Yeah, it's good to shoot them. You don't want to get enamored with just taking the three, especially when it's not falling. Try to get to that painted area. And let's see if Montgomery County can do that tonight. Take advantage of some of the size that they have against this smaller Pendleton County team.
Indians are hitting 31.5% from the three-point line. That's not a terrible percentage. It's not good, but it's not really, really, really bad. But there are nights when they've been really, really bad, and other nights when they've been a little bit better than you might expect. But we'll see what happens tonight. Pendleton County they have not been a good three-point shooting team, 28.8%. But they, from an offensive standpoint, they've been scoring more points than the Indians have. Schedule is not quite as stringent as the Indians have been.
It really isn't, but yeah, when you think Pima County basketball, you think about all the great shooters they've had over the years and having to go to Falmouth and trying to play them in their home gymnasium. You know what that's like. Yeah, Mason Monroe was one of those outstanding scorers in his own right and could fill it up from beyond the arc, just to name of one of the shooters over the years. And, You know, when they talk about shooting the basketball and shooting the three-point shot, you know, Montgomery County's got great shooters. Don't get me wrong. I just think there's been times when they've shot the ball a little bit quick in the offense when they could have worked to get a better shot or at least, you know, compromise the defense a little bit. I think we've seen them a lot of times when they take shots, they take contested shots or a quick shot early in the offense when they probably could have, you know, gotten a paint touch and kicked it out. And so that's what I really want to see on a more consistent basis than anything. Not that they are shooting the threes. It's just the when they're taking them and how they're taking them at times. And I'm sure Coach Mays and his coaching staff would like to see that too. You know, he's always talking about efficient possessions. You know, and you know, if you come down and take a quick shot and it's a bad shot, it turns into offense really quick a lot of times, especially against really good quality teams that can get out. And I'd like to see them compete a little bit more on the boards tonight. Watching Frederick Douglass the other night, Dan, a lot of times when you looked up off of a missed shot by Montgomery County, they had three and four guys at the rim. And, yeah, they're a lot more athletic and skilled than this team we're going to see tonight. But it's just that mentality. You know, when that ball's up, it's anybody's. Go get it. And I think we can hope to see that tonight. Those are things that you want to see. What can you take from each game and build upon from a positive standpoint and be consistent with? And that's really all you can ask for from any team.
Hey, we'll be back here. We'll get the introduction of starting lineups, and the Montgomery County Band is here, and all the pregame activities when we return to the arena in 90 seconds.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Let's go to our public address announcer for our starting
on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's KHSAA boys basketball action. At this time, please stand if you're able and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem, presented by the Montgomery County High School Pet Band under the direction of Mr. Rob Raleigh.
the Pep Band with the national anthem. Now here's Brandon Elliott with our starting lineups.
And welcome once again to the arena for tonight's matchup between the visiting Wildcats of Pendleton County and your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for Pendleton County, at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 1, Hunter Jack. At forward, a 6-1 senior, number 2, Alex Beist. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 21, Hunter Cox. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 33, Aiden Merrill. And at center, a 6'5 senior, number 45, Austin Kirsch. The Wildcats are coached by head coach Mason Monroe. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Indians. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 1, Tyce Jarvis. At forward, a 6'6 sophomore, number 3, Luke Fawns. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 4, Ethan Todd. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Brecken Decker. And at guard, a 6'6 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. Your Indians are coached tonight by assistant coach Jordan Perry.
So we have the lineups. Montgomery County in home white. Red numerals trimmed in blue. The Pendleton County Wildcats are in road red with white numerals. Black trim on their uniforms. And Montgomery County left to right on your dial. Playing at home, they move toward the... away from the crowd in this first half. Ivan, start will be important. You got an assistant coach in the hot spot tonight, and see if the Indians can get off to a good start. Fawns in to jump center against Kirsch, and the tip control by the Indians. Decker moves down the right side, moves into the lane, kicks it to Jarvis. He goes for the bucket, right side to Fawns. Back out to Dunn. A good job of getting back into defense, and it's a 2-3 zone by Pendleton County. They've seen the Indians struggling a little bit maybe from the three-point line in recent games. Here is Gentry, the lob for Jarvis, who goes up and he missed it. And the ball is lost out of bounds by Pendleton County, so the Indians get it back.
Well, it was a great looker, and it did the little back pick there. It's a popular play that you'll see a lot of times on that back line.
Here is Dunn looking, gets it into Gentry deep in the right corner. Dribbles back out on the perimeter. Gives over to Jarvis. And now Dunn comes to take it. Dunn, top of the key. Decker, Fawns, Gentry, a 3 left wing. Good. Good ball movement. When you go inside and then you go out and shoot that 3, Gentry was ready. Indians early pressure against Pendleton County. They get it across the timeline down to Cox, who goes in the lane. Missed a little short jump shot. The Indians out there with the rebound. Jarvis has it. Going to take it all the way to the baseline left side. Little short jumper rolls in for him. And the Indians have taken a 5-0 lead here early.
Nice soft touch on the basketball there by Jarvis down at that left side of the lane.
Here is Best. Dribbles across the timeline. Lost it, but picks it up. Goes down inside. And shot blocked by Fawns as Cox tried to put it up there. And the Indians come away with the rebound. Gentry got it. Indians on offense, down inside, shot put up no good by Decker, and it's rebounded out of there. Racing down, going to go all the way in and lay it up and in. That time was Aiden Merrill. He goes coast to coast to get the Wildcats on the board. It's 5-2. Early pressure from Pendleton County. Indians break it easily. Bonds an open 3 right corner. Does not go. Ball tipped, and put back up and in by Jarvis.
Great job of Jarvis to staying with it. To get that crowd, that rebound in.
7-2 Indians. Here's the press. B-Y-S-T. Best gets it across the timeline. He's their leading scorer. He's had a fine season so far. A 6-1 senior. Leaves the ball out front to the junior, Merrill. Now Best down the right side. Jarvis right in his face. Defending him in a man-to-man. Over on the left side, there's a 3 on the way by Merrill that's good. This is a team that, just watching what we saw in warm-ups and what we saw from the junior varsity, there's a steal inside and a foul on Jarvis after the Indians gave it up on the turnover. It'll be a common foul, but with 5:28 to go here in the first quarter, Pendleton County with a chance to tie the game here.
Early on, it's been all Merrill for Pendleton County. He was the one that came away with that steal and got the foul called on Jarvis.
Comes into Kirsch, gives it up, gets it back. I thought he might have charged, but Dawson didn't really stand his ground, and Kirsch puts it in and ties the score at 7 apiece. Indians had led 5-0. Here's Gentry. Floats it in for Fawns, who didn't catch it. And a turnover goes over to Pendleton County.
A big missed opportunity there. Montgomery County did a great job of attacking offensively, Larry. Just couldn't make the connection.
Defense kind of falls back at a man-to-man half court now. Here's Merrill dribbling against Jarvis. Wants to take him. Goes inside. Blocked by Jarvis. Rebound by Decker. Headed the other way. Decker goes all the way down. Lays it up and in. Nobody picked him up. Decker with his first two. Indians back to a 9-7 lead. Best gives it off to Merrill. That was almost an over and back.
Yeah, it was close.
There's a ball tipped out of bounds by Decker on the offensive side. Pendleton County will play it.
Kind of like in football, you know, wondering if it's a lateral or, you know, forward pass.
Entry pass from Cox. Merrill goes in backcourt to take. Merrill, very slender player. Handles the ball well. He's being guarded by Dunn right now. Merrill looks. Sends over the left side, taking away the steal, and Montgomery County comes up with it. Gentry slapped it back. Decker gets it. Now Gentry, right corner, makes a move, goes back to Decker. Decker drives the right baseline. Ball fake, angles in, lays it in.
Decker did a great job of maintaining a good base on him to complete that, keep that balance.
11-7, Indians back to a four-point advantage. Five's been their biggest. Here's Best. Hands it off to Kirsch, right back to Best down the right side. Throws a pass in the left corner. Cox drives for the bucket. We get a, what do we got, a blocking foul?
Yeah, they're kind of blocking foul on Decker there.
Decker trying to get his feet set, but couldn't. And that's foul number one on Decker, number two on the Indians. And they're going to award, it is going to be a common foul. Best will inbound the ball with exactly 4 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter of play. Best looks to get it in. Still has it. Now floats it deep to Merrill. Decker with him this time. Merrill bounce pass. Kirsch left side of the lane. Spins. Jarvis behind him. Best takes it. He's double teamed out front. Now gets rid of it to Merrill. Drives the left baseline. Goes all the way under the basket. Gives it back on the perimeter. Best takes it again. Best forces up a jump shot. No good. Thought he was going to get fouled. Fawns with a rebound. Runs it down himself. Goes all the way in. Angles and puts it up and in. Fawns goes coast to coast to make it 13-7. That's the Indians' biggest lead. Merrill kind of running the offense more than Best right now. He's being guarded by Jarvis. Gives over to Kirsch. Fawns with him. There's a steal by Decker. Decker's going to run down. Oh, he took punishment, still put it in. No call. Can't believe we didn't get a foul called that time, and Decker puts in the layup anyway to make it 15-7 with 3:07 left to play. And, hey, a good start for the Indians.
Yeah, it's a great start for the Indians, the way they're getting out into the passing lanes. They're doing a great job of getting out into the passing lanes and creating havoc against this offense for Pendleton County. So kudos to that. The energy I like, Dan. The Indians are getting the ball off the glass. They're running. They're attacking early. You saw that Pendleton County tried to do that a little bit early to get a couple of their baskets. But right now, Montgomery County, the intensity level is where you need to see it on a consistent basis.
I kind of get the feeling, Ivan, I don't know if you would agree with this, but in some of the early games against really tough competition, boy, Brecken Decker did not have an opportunity to get out and make plays, and he just didn't get off to a good start. And when the competition has become a little bit better, a little bit easier for the Indians, he is better. He's no different player, but I think he is now getting into a rhythm where, as the Indians play tougher competition, he will be doing these same things now that he's kind of really gotten a feel for the game again.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. It's about adjusting and about finding out what is right for you and for the team.
Indians in a 1-3-1 right now. And going through the lane, we get a whistle and a foul. Not much contact there. Luke Fawn gets his first foul with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Third foul on the Indians. No fouls yet against Pendleton County. Best sends it deep out to Merrill. Merrill goes back, and here's Best. Left side. Fawns is with him. He couldn't get the shot away over Luke. Bounces it down inside to Kirsch, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be played by Pendleton County underneath their own basket. Entry pass to Kirsch. Hands right back to Best. Back to Kirsch. Sends it in the right corner, and there is the three up and good by the left-handed shooting Hunter Jack. And it's 15-10. Big basket right there. Pendleton County needed a score. And now Gentry tries to answer, but his three will not go, and the rebound taken by Best, and we get a foul on Decker, and that is his second.
Yeah, off of the miss there, trying to contend for that offensive rebound opportunity.
So freshman Isaiah Rowland will come in for Decker, and then we're going to also get
Cole Rose
coming in, and Cole is going to come in to and he's going to be in there for Luke Fawns. 2:33 to play here in the opening quarter. Indians will stay man-to-man. Let's see if they try to go to Kirsch here. Driving in as Best, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Jarvis. Knocked it out of Merrill's hands, and Pendleton County will play it down on the right baseline, off to our left, inbounded to Kirsch in the corner. He wants to make a move on Rose. Couldn't. Hands back. Best drives the baseline. Shot is up and in. Floated it up over Jarvis. Best has his first two. And it's 15-12. A little 5-0 run going right now for Pendleton County. Pass down to Rowlett on the offensive end. Gives over to Dunn. Dunn dribbling at long range against Merrill. Gentry. Dunn. And now Jarvis on the right side. Rose sitting back in the middle of that 2-3 zone. Gentry a long three in and out. Went right down in, but popped out. Cox with a rebound. Powell County could tie with a three here. Merrill starts in, now steps back beyond the three-point line. Floats a pass inside to Kirsch, and he gathers it and puts it in. Nice play by Kirsch. Good catch and score. And it's 15-14. Indians lead down to one. They were up 15-7. So seven in a row scored by Pendleton County. And there's a foul going against Cox. And that's his first, and that's the first team foul against Pendleton County. Comes with 1:30 left here in the opening quarter of play.
You got to like the way Pendleton County's kept its poise here early in this contest. But you really like offensively, right? You know, everybody's moving, you know, for Pendleton County, and that's where they've been able to get a couple opportunities.
They're playing with confidence. That's always such a big thing. And Indiana's trying to solve this 2-3 zone. Skip pass over to Rowlett. He doesn't take the three. Jarvis lost it, picks it up. Rowlett a three right side, good. Rowlett doesn't have to think about it. If he gets a really open look and feels it, he's going to put it up there and should. I mean, he is a really, really, really good three-point shooter for only a freshman. Kirsch has it out of the high post, hands it off. Merrill doesn't take the three over to Best. He fires a long three, good.
You got to get a hand in his face, and right there he got too good of a look there and got it off quick.
18-17. Here's Gentry down. Gentry sends it to Fawns, who's back in the game. Three out of the left corner, good. Fawns with his first three. He's got 5 points. 21-17 Indians. Here's Merrill dribbling beyond the top of the key. Gives it over to Best. Best dribbles at the timeline with 25 seconds to go. Possession arrow rest with Pendleton County. They've got a 2-for-1. They're going to work the clock down. Cut into this 4-point lead if they can. Indians are man-to-man. Fawns is guarding Best out on the timeline. Clock down to 9 and 8. Best goes behind a Kirsch screen. Dribbles in on Rose. Sends it left corner. Merrill lost the ball, but a touch foul is going to be called, and that might be Jarvis. I didn't see. Jarvis gets his second foul, so the Indians have two players with two fouls here in the first quarter. Merrill is going to go to the free throw line where he'll shoot a pair of free throws, can cut the lead to one with 3.3 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Free throw by Merrill is no good. They shoot it at 63.7% on the season as a team. Jarvis comes out of the game with that second foul. Shot is good. He's got six. 21-18. Indians saw it down and the ball goes out of bounds. And the quarter comes to an end. And we'll be back at the end of one quarter. It's Montgomery County 21, Pendleton County 18. We'll return in a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Well, both teams are really shooting the ball well here in the opening quarter. Indians were 9 of 13. Pendleton County 7 of 11. Pendleton County made all three of their three-point attempts. The Indians were 3 of 6. Wildcats got the only free throws, made 1 of 2. Indians 6 to 4 on the glass. And turnovers, 2 on the Indians, only 1 on Pendleton County. See if the Indians can ramp up the defense here with Pendleton County owning the ball, down by 3 to begin this second quarter of players. Merrill dribbling through the lane, sends it back, and there is a three-point shot that's well off the mark, put up there by Jack, but up and in by Kirsch. So Kirsch with a rebound basket, his third field goal, and it's 21-20. Full court press, long pass down to Fawns, gets it back to Gentry, down to Fawns on the baseline, drives in, angles in, gets fouled. That'll be on Kirsch, and Fawns will get to go to the line the first time for the Indians to shoot a pair. That's only the second team foul in the game, first of the second half. Fawns, who has 5 points tonight, steps up on the charity stripe. 6'7 sophomore puts it up and in.
Hey, I've liked what we've seen out of Luke in these first two games back. He's playing with a different kind of energy about him.
Second free throw is also good. Fawns with 7. Indians lead back to 3 at 23-20. Here's some early pressure, a 1-2-2. Decker out on the point of it. They break it easily. Best across the timeline. Holds up, now gives to Merrill. Decker trying to stick with him in the Indians man-to-man. Merrill gets a screen from Cox. They've got him double over there. Sends it on top of the key to Hunter Jack, a 6-foot senior. Now Merrill takes it again. Merrill drives left side of the key, can't get a shot. Now Cox with it. Cox gives to Merrill, had an open three and didn't take it. Good solid defense by the Indians. There's the ball knocked away by Dunn. Slapped away, and Decker comes up with it. Indians create the turnover. Decker down, right baseline. Angles in, goes up, puts it up off the glass. No good. Fawns back up and in.
Great job. Luke Fawns again on the offensive glass, doing work.
25-20. Fawns with a steal. Fawns coming down. He goes under and jams it with two hands. Fawns with 6 points in a minute and a half of this second quarter, and the Indians have moved ahead. 27-20 with 6:28 to go in the half, and we get a timeout taken by Pendleton County. We'll be back here in a half minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Indians have now made 11 of 15 shots here in the first 9.5 minutes of this game to lead 27-20. That normally might get you a little bit bigger lead, but Pinellas County's been shooting well too. Here is Best. The Indians are at a 1-3-1, and Fawn's in the middle, but he'll roam around, and he's coming out high. Over to Best on the left side, down to Kirsch, who bobbles it, gets it. Back out Best, a three, left side of the key, that's off the mark, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Montgomery County's ball. Best thought he got fouled.
Yeah, he was looking around to the official thinking that he got contact.
We have one Pinellas County fan behind us who knows he got fouled. Here's Fawns out of the right corner for a three, in and out. Rebounded by Cox. So Pinellas County, just under six to play. Here's Merrill outside against Dunn. Dunn staying right with him. Goes right side. There is a three that's put up no good, but Best missed it, got the rebound. Goes back outside. Cox is going to fire a three, and he made it. Cox knocking down a three to make it 27-23. That's the fourth three of the game for Pinellas County. They're in a 2-2-1 full court. Bad pass, but Fawns gets it. Fawns drives down on the left side, puts in a little 8-foot jumper. Good. Fawns scoring from all different spots on the floor right now for the Indians, who lead by six. 5:10 left here in the first half of play. Jarvis ready to come back in the next break for the Indians. Here is Cox with it on the right side. Decker with him now. Best against Dunn. Left side, Merrill gets open. Fires a three. No good. Gentry goes and grabs the rebound. Gentry heads down, gives it to Rallett in the left corner, and he buries a three. Rallett's second three of the game, and the Indians lead by nine, 32-23. Going down for the basket, Merrill up off the glass with a left hand over Rallett. It's good. Merrill now with 8 points. Nice play. Rallett just never could really stop him, and now out front, Decker is fouled by Best. That's his first. And I'm calling him Best, but they're calling him Bice, so I'm sure that Bice is the name.
Yeah, they were checking it before the game over there. So
it's B-E-Y-S-T, Bice. We'll correct that. Here is a long skip pass right side. Jarvis gives to Dunn. Top of the key, bluffs the three. Over to Gentry, an open three. Good. That was good ball movement. You waited until you got the guy that had the ball in the right spot. He nailed the shot. He's got six. Second three of the game. Indians up by 10. Cox with a three. Good. Now the left corner. Cox has hit back-to-back threes for Pinellas County, and it's back to a seven-point game at 35-28. Long pass down to Gentry. Drives for the basket. Sends it right corner. Dunn, an open three. Way over the mark. And the rebound is taken out of there by Bice. Back the other way. Off to Cox under the basket. He's trapped in there. Gives to Kirsch. Outside. Here is Beist, gives to Kirsch. Kirsch is wide open from 10 feet, missed a shot. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
Yeah, Kirsch had that ball in an area where he knew he didn't have a shot that he's comfortable with, but the overplay created an opening for him.
Here's Jarvis. Dunn takes it right down the middle. Ken's hit left side. Gentry an open three. No good. Rebound taken, fell right into the hands of Kirsch. Pinellas County, down by seven, 3:20 to play in the half. Ball fake, Merrill goes for the bucket, lays it up and in.
Well, Merrill's coming.
Move from the right wing. They're going to all lay the basket.
He's been very confident here in his first half.
35-30. Here is Decker, drives the right baseline, spins, turns up off the glass, good. Decker with eight. 37-30. The Indians back to a seven-point margin. Here's Merrill. Merrill is really quick. He spins, goes left side. Bice passed up a three. Wants to drive, but he's cut off. Back cut, and Merrill goes under and lays it in.
Great orchestration between Bice and Merrill there.
37-32. 2:38 to play in the half. Pinellas County keeping the pressure on the Indians. Decker, right side, Fawns, goes in. Ball fake, goes up for a short jumper that rolls off. Rebound is tipped, and Fawns battles. Fawns gets it back, goes back up, puts it in, and draws a foul on Kirsch.
He just looked like a totally different guy tonight since Luke Fawns. I love it. And he come out with this mentality that he is just, he's not going to be denied.
He's got 15. And it's with a seven-point advantage. Fawns trying to complete the three-point play, and he does. Perfect from the line. And it's 40 to 32. Indians. Now, Cole Rose has come back into the game. Fawn stays along with Gentry and Jarvis and Decker. Indians have a larger lineup in there right now. Decker becomes the primary ball handler. Indians are in a 1-3-1. Fawn's on a wing now. Rose in the middle. Here is Beist dribbling with the ball. Dumps it to Cox in the middle. Goes up over Jarvis. Missed the shot. Jarvis strong with the rebound. Comes out there with it himself. Goes all the way down, goes inside, and there's Fawns going there. He got hit in the head, I thought. There's a long pass down, and Gentry comes up with a steal and goes inside, puts it up, no good, but a foul. Gentry's going to go to the line to shoot two. A lot of action on those plays.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a lot of action, no points, but, you know, both of these teams are going at each other right now.
Runner Cox gets his second foul. Gentry's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Dawson Gentry with 6 points tonight. Takes plenty of time. Free throws up and he leaves it short. Now, Cox is going to leave the lineup and be replaced by Luke Gregg, a 6-foot junior for Powell County. Got it 48 to play here in the.
Gotcha, didn't it?
What?
Powell County.
Did I say Powell? Yeah. It's going to happen.
You do it, you do.
Pendleton County. Here's Gentry knocking down the second free throw, 41-32. Begins with a P.
Red, black.
Red, black. I mean, you know, here's Merrill with it. Merrill out there at the timeline. We might have some listeners over there tonight, huh? Here's Merrill driving. Gets away from Fawns and flips it up. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Rose tipped it, but they get it down, and there is a three that is up and no good, put up by Gregg, but rebounded again. And now in the left corner, Gregg drives through the lane, spins against Fawns, puts it up and in. Nice move by Luke Gregg. 41-34. They got too many chances that time.
Yeah, stayed very calm.
Long pass down against the press. Gentry gets it. Dawson moves in on the left side, missed it. Rebound, Cole Rose puts it back up and in.
And that's what you're supposed to do. You're on the weak side like it. So Cole Rose got great positioning.
43-34. Gregg with a three that's no good. Indians almost out-rebounded each other, but Rose ends up getting it. Gregg had a good look there. Here's Dunn down. Dunn going for the basket up in the lane, and Rose in the jumper from about 8 feet and gets fouled on the play. 11-1 opportunity here, and the foul is going to be on Gregg. 41-point. Here in the second quarter, Pendleton County now has 5 team fouls, Montgomery County with none. Dunn, his first points of the game, trying to complete the three-point play. Ethan puts it up. It's no good. Fawns goes and gets the rebound. The Indians still have it with an 11-point lead. Dawson Gentry goes in. Fawns right corner and open three. No good. Rebound Dunn had a hand on it, but Gregg ends up with the ball. Heads the other way. Gregg loses it. Fawns picks it up. Indians get it back. Fawns almost loses it. He does. Picked up. First turnover of the second quarter on the Indians. Gregg down inside over Rowlett. He missed it. Rebounded by Gentry. Back the other way. Gentry moves in. Hands to Dunn. Three. Right wing. No good. Rebound taken by Beist. Beist runs down with 2 seconds to go. He lost the ball. And the quarter has come to a, first half has come to an end. Wow. At halftime, it's Montgomery County 45, Pendleton County 34. Don't go away. We'll be back. Recap this first half of action for you when we return to the MCHS Arena coming up in a couple of minutes.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Well, the Indians have done two things really well in the first half. They have shot the ball extremely well, 60% from the field. And the Tribe only had three turnovers there in the first half. They're handling the ball well, Ivan.
Yeah, especially where it's been chaotic at times in this ball game. Where you would think that there would be a lot more miscues by both of these teams. But they've done a great job of trying to push tempo and trying to take advantage of opportunities without the other team's defense. And I think with that, you're seeing some of the things that maybe this Montgomery County team has benefited from in some of the games that they've played recently against the type of pressure and defense that they faced. When you talk about the likes of a Frederick Douglass that they saw just the other night, or even Lafayette the week before that, you're seeing teams that athletically can put a lot of pressure on you. And because of that, I think they've been able to adapt to the speed of this game and the way it's been a little bit up and down at times. But I love the aggressiveness offensively. I love the fact that they've tried to attack and push the ball. You've got a lot of times three, four guys on the floor that can push the ball, and you need to do that. You see, that's exactly what Pendleton County's trying to do. And you even heard Coach Monroe talk about it in the pregame. We're going to try to run when we can, when the opportunities present itself, because that's the best time to try to get an open look is before the other team's defense gets set.
Let's take a look at individual scoring real quick for you for Pendleton County. They're led by Aiden Merrill, the 5'10 junior. He has a dozen points. He's made 5 of 6 field goal attempts, 1 of 3 and 1 of 2 from the line. 6 points apiece for Hunter Cox, a little 6-foot senior who nailed a pair of threes. And Austin Kirsch, the big guy inside, the 6'5 senior who was 3 of 4 from the field with 6 points. Cox and Kirsch each have 2 fouls. 5 points for Alex Beist, and he also has 5 rebounds to lead his team in that department. He's their leading scorer on the season. 3 for Hunter Jack, came off the, a starter who hit a 3-point shot, and Luke Gregg came off the bench, had a field goal for 2. Dawson Nichols played briefly and did not score. For Montgomery County, Luke Bonds was 16 here at halftime, 8 for Brecken Decker and 6 for Isaiah Rowlett, 7 for Dawson Gentry. Tyce Jarvis has 4, 2 points for Ethan Dunn, and that's the scoring for Montgomery County. Bonds with 16, Decker with 8, Gentry with 7, 6 for Rowland, 4 for Jarvis, and 2 for Dunn. But look at the other statistics. Montgomery County led early in the game 7-2. They led 15-7, and they were on top 21-18 at the quarter break. In that second quarter, got out 32-23, but went for a while and couldn't shake the Wildcats from Pendleton County. It was a 37-32 game, and the Indians end up with an 8-2 run in the first half, deleted now by 11. Back with the other statistics and Ivan's thoughts on the second half when we return to the MCHS Arena in 90 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowland County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your student started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Kentucky game, Ivan. How about what you're getting in the college game now? Sean East, the second. He's 24 years old. He's a player. He's a man. He's a, you know. And you got Reed Shepard, who looks like wow. The differentials that you can get in the college game. But got a good game going in Lexington right now.
Yeah, you talk about the
47-42 at halftime, UK.
It's such a dynamic at the college level now, and especially in this year, you still have those athletes that took advantage of the COVID year, and so you got a lot of those that are a little bit older, and then you got the ones that are, you know, just fresh out of high school, some 18, 19 years old. That disparity, just not accustomed to a lot of times, but it makes for an interesting concept, because you look at the success that Kentucky and Duke had during the true one-and-done era, and how that has changed in recent, because you see a lot more older, mature teams having the success now at the college level. But I think this year is going to be kind of different. This Kentucky team, with a lot of youth, is really talented. I mean, you talked about the scoring. Their ability to be able to score the basketball will give them opportunities to really have a chance to make a good run once it gets to tournament play.
The statistics in this game, with Montgomery County up 45-34 at halftime over Pendleton County, that is the biggest lead they've had. Indians were 18 of 30 from the field, made 5 of 12 threes, 4 of 6 from the line. Pendleton County was 14 of 27 from the field, 5 of 11 threes, 1 of 2 from the stripe. Indians won the board battle 18-14, and turnover 6 on Pendleton County and 3 on the Indians. That's the way the teams stack up. Second half underway in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Move right to left on your dial here this second half. Breck and Decker ready to inbound the ball right in front of us. He and Dunn in the backcourt. Fawns and Jarvis and Gentry along the front line for the try. You've got Merrill and Beist and Jack, really three guards in there along with Kirsch and Cox. Here's Decker into the lane. Dumps a pass right corner to Decker or to Dunn, and now back out to Fawns. Hands it to Gentry. Gentry is going to send a long skip pass over to Decker. He drives in on the right side, backs up, couldn't get the three away. Good defense being played by Pendleton County. Fawns a three off the left wing, rolls over the rim. Rebound is tipped out. Dunn goes and gets it. Shot up off the glass is no good, and rebounded by Kirsch. So the Indians get two good chances there, but unable to get the ball in the basket. Pendleton County now, they go down inside to Kirsch, and he lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, he just fumbled that ball in.
Maybe wasn't the best pass in the world.
Yeah, you know, you talk about throwing the ball at a post player's feet. That's usually the worst place to throw it.
Full court pressure by Pendleton County. Coach Mason Monroe over there urging his team to tighten that defensive noose. They gave up 45 in the first half. Jarvis a three left side, in and out. Won't go down for him. The rebound lost out of bounds. Touch last by Fawns.
Yeah, unfortunate rim out there by Jarvis there.
Indians have started 0 for 3 from the field after going 18 for 30 in the first half. Here is Merrill with it. Merrill, Beist on the right side against Dunn. Fawns trying to stay with Merrill. Down inside, Kirsch got wide open, and he goes up and puts it in.
Oh, great look there. To get that ball into Kirsch, and the ball moved.
Somebody lost somebody for the Indians, 45-36. Here's Decker in the middle of the defense, gets back tapped, but Decker battles, gets it back. Dunn has it. 6.5 minutes to go here. Played 90 seconds for this second half. Here is Dunn. Open, goes up for three, left wing, no good. Kicks hard. Beist comes with a rebound. Pendleton County trying to get closer. They're down by 9. Beist backs away near the timeline, gets a high screen from Kirsch. Gonna drive, Fawns picked him up. He stops in the lane. Could we get a three-second call ever? Cox down inside to Kirsch. Kirsch turns on Gentry and flips it up and in. Kirsch has 10, 45-38.
Second time Kirsch has showed patience to get himself a good look.
So the Indians need points here. Left side, Fawns drives to the basket. He missed the driving layup. Going on the left side, and Kirsch has the rebound. So the Indians are 0 for 5 from the field in the lane. Little jump shot is put up, no good, but a foul that's going to allow Merrill to go to the line.
Can't see another one of those opportunities where Pendleton County's attacking quick offensively.
Dunn gets his first foul of the game, first foul of the second half, 5:39 to go. Pendleton County on a 4-0 run. Kirsch inside, flips it up, no good. He fouled a couple of times, lost the ball, and the rebound, and Fawns gets it. Boy, Kirsch. And the lead pass ahead, and the Indians lose it out of bounds. Trying to get it ahead to Gentry, he couldn't handle it. Only the Indians' fourth turnover of the night, but trying to get an easy two in transition there, it didn't happen. Here's Merrill in backcourt. Beist to the timeline. I thought he went across and went back right there, but maybe not. Over it goes on the left side. Obviously not, according to the officials. Ball knocked away by Decker. Great. They intercept and down low. They go inside. Jarvis takes the little lob from Gentry and puts it in. First points of the second half, and the Indians go back up by 9. Jarvis with 6. And Merrill going for the basket, and we get a reach-in foul called. Will it be Gentry or will it be Decker? It's going to be Decker, and Brecken Decker gets his third foul. See what Coach Perry does over that Montgomery County bench with 5 minutes to go here. Inside, Beist goes in, and on the inbounds play got wide open.
Well, he just stepped right in. Can't lose sight of the lead score for the opponent.
47-40. Jarvis down to Decker. Goes down the middle of the lane. spins, goes up from 10 feet, and it spins out on him. Cox, well, went right down in for Decker. Didn't fall for him. Pendleton County with Merrill beyond the top of the key. Works against Jarvis. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. 47-40. The Indians with the lead. Kirsch gives back to Merrill. Merrill starts to drive, slips, regains. Now he bounces into Kirsch, and Dunn steps around, knocks it out of bounds. Kirsch had the mismatch in there with Dunn, but Dunn didn't let it happen, didn't let him get the ball. Nice defensive play. Now Dunn's going to leave. Rowlett's going to come in, give Dunn a little breather. Dunn County inbounding side front court. Now Rowlett is matched up in there with Kirsch. I don't know if you like that matchup. Here diving in is Bice. He goes up off the glass and it spins out. And Jarvis has the rebound. Here he comes with it. Down to Fawns. Goes under and jams it with one hand. Fawns with 18 and it's 49-40. Here is Merrill. Drives in on the right side. Cut off by Fawns. Try to dump it into Kirsch. Taken away by Decker. Reckon running right down the middle. Sends it right corner. Gentry in open three. No good. Missed that one badly. Hit the side of the board. Rebound by Kirsch. Back the other way, going up. The shot is blocked by Jarvis. And here is Gentry going in. He can't get the shot to go, and the rebound's out of bounds to Pendleton County.
You see, both these teams a little winded. Boy, you go up and down the floor a few times without a break, kind of gets you.
Gentry and Fawns are getting breathers. Cole Rose is in. Dunn comes back in after a little break. Pendleton County with the ball and 3:30 left here in the third quarter. Montgomery County leading 49-40. Here's Merrill. Pendleton County, they have two excellent ball handlers. They got a big guy. Here's a great back cut, and Bice goes under, flips it in, and gets fouled by Dunn.
And boy, they got you on the backdoor cut. That's a couple of times we've seen tonight. And they beat this Montgomery County defense on a backdoor cut.
That's a great delivery of the pass there by Kirsch from the perimeter. Bice will try to complete a three-point play. Can bring the Wildcats within 6 points here at 3:18 to play in the third quarter. Bice, a little thin guy, puts it up and rattles it in. He's got 10 points. 49-43. Press applied. Long pass to Rowlett. Rowlett, one dribble, gives back to Jarvis. To Dunn, down the right side. Dunn moves in, goes all the way to the basket. Little ball fake, and he gets called for traveling.
Yeah, got underneath there too far, did Ethan that time. Well, he was going to make a great move, too. But I think when the defense came up on him, it kind of threw him off.
3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 49-43. Merrill gives to Kirsch. Kirsch should have gone right for the basket. He was trying to back cut again. It gets tipped out of bounds. Kirsch had an open lane to the basket that time as Cole Rose, the defender, had gone for the steal and got out of position momentarily. Pass comes in, Kirsch against Rose, and they lose it out of bounds. Pendleton County over the corner. Turnovers are 10-5 in Montgomery County's favor. Fawns is going to come back in, and he'll replace Jarvis. And we'll get a timeout. Montgomery County takes a timeout with 2:50 left to play in this third quarter play. The Indians have a 6-point lead on the Wildcats when we come back in a half minute.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
The Indians have the lead. They have the ball. 2:50 left here in this third quarter of play. Indians coming down, and Pendleton County is man-to-man defensively. Here's Dunn on the dribble. Decker gives him a high screen. Dunn, a little crossover, goes up, open 10-footer, rattles out. How did that shot not go in? Weist comes away with the rebound. Ethan Dudd just having trouble getting a shot to go in. Cox for a three, left side, no good, left it well short. First the rebound, hands it off back to Cox. He puts it up and in off the glass. 49-45. Pendleton County hanging tough here against the Indians tonight. On the road, Dunn, long pass down to Rowley. Right back to Dunn as he crosses the timeline. Gentry waits to check in, and we got 2 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter. 2-3 zone by Powell County right now. Decker, left wing, drives into the paint, goes up from 13, in and out. And the rebound taken by Cox. How many shots have the Indians had that have gone in and out in this quarter? Cox goes for the basket, and Decker blocks it out of bounds. Excellent defensive play by Breck and Decker. Rallett and Dunn are going to leave. Jarvis and Gentry come back in. Minute 42 to play here in this third quarter. Pendleton County down by just four. It could be one. The three is no good. But the rebound, Bice gets it back, goes up, and he missed it, but he got fouled.
And that was just a missed assignment there. Nobody.
It's going to be on Rose.
Nobody had accounted for Bice right there off of the inbounds. The shot went up by Cox, but Bice was there. Nobody ever engaged him.
So he's going to shoot a pair of free throws. He's made his only free throw tonight. Has 10 points. Can make it a two-point game. Free throw is up and good. Indians seemed like they were maybe about to pull away, but not so. 49-47, and there's ball is lost out of bounds by Pendleton County. They right here in front of us. They almost had a turnover. Dunn is going to come back into the game. He comes in for Rose.
Yeah, this Pendleton County team is really, really confident right now.
They've got role players, but they play their roles really well. Here is Gentry out beyond the top of the key. Goes to Decker, right side. Dunn goes right, is back outside. Decker drives into the lane. Little floater is good. Decker's first points of the second half. 51-47. Now the Indians go 1-2-2. Full court pressure. Merrill brings it up on the dribble. Not across the timeline. Bice gets it across the timeline. They've got him doubled. Throws down to Cox in the lane, left side. Three is up by Jack. That's no good. Rebounded by Kirsch. And a three out there is good by Bice. And we got a one-point game, 51-50, 45.7. Gentry, a three out of the left corner. It is in and out. The shots on this end just do not want to go in. And the rebound taken by Merrill. Here is Bice. Pendleton County goes for the lead. Bice missed the shot. Jarvis alone underneath for the rebound. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Pendleton County. Jarvis fires a three, good, off the right wing.
A chance to step right into that one, did Tyce Jarvis.
54-50, clock at 11 seconds. Merrill against Dunn, who backs him away out near the circle. Merrill starts back in again, spins, weaves, goes up from 10 feet, missed his shot. Rebound by Fawns, and the third quarter comes to an end. Pendleton County had a chance to take the lead there, but Montgomery County, which has never trailed in this game, able to stave it off, and they lead it 54-50 heading to the fourth quarter, coming up in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset,
We are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Pendleton County has now rebounded Montgomery County 28-24, and give Kirsch a lot of credit. Kirsch had four rebounds and biced three in that quarter. Pendleton County with the ball. Indians with a four-point lead. Here is Beist. Right wing dribbles toward top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Hands it to Jack. Hunter Jack. Dribbling out front. Gentry staying right with him. And we get a five-second count. And I like that call because he went back and forth, but he never really went. He may have moved somewhat toward the goal, but he was moving laterally all the time, and the Indians get the ball back.
And that's just too much dribbling. You know, Merrill and Bice have been the ones handling the ball a lot, but that time Jack got caught with the ball in his hand.
Here is Decker. Decker down to Jarvis. Right side three. No good. Rebound. Cox gets it. Heads out there with it. Brings it down. And there is a three put up by Merrill. No good. The rebound battle for. Kirsch is able to get it back. And then the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll be played by Pendleton County side front court with 7:15 to play. We got a good battle going on These teams are going at it.
They really are. You know, Pendleton County's been in the fight the entire game, even though they've trailed the entire game.
Here's Cox down the lane and never leaves the lane. I mean, there is no such thing as 3 seconds anymore. Just go in there and stand and... He's there. He's right. He's had a foot in the lane for 15 seconds. Now he moves further down the lane. Now they throw it to him, and he gets it off to Kirsch, who lays it in.
I think he's going to feel good after that.
54-52. Take it out of the rule book. Here's Jarvis, right side for the Tribe. Drives, spins, goes up from 10 feet. Missed the shot. Rebound. Decker gets it. He goes back up and puts it in. That's just a great hustle play by Decker.
He corralled that with one hand.
56-52. Jarvis left side. Cox for a three. It's no good. Jarvis has another rebound. Kirsch has another rebound. And now we get a timeout taken by Pendleton County. 6:12 left to play in the game. Pendleton County takes a timeout with the Indians up 56-52. We'll be back in just a minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kentucky with a 10-point lead now. Mitchell's having another big game. I'm at 16 points, 7 rebounds for Mitchell tonight for the Cats.
Yeah,
really playing well.
He's been awesome.
Here's Beist, a three out of the left corner that is no good, but a long rebound, and they get it back. Merrill able to go and get it. Merrill dribbling top of the key. Goes to Kirsch, who goes right down the lane, flips it up, and it rolls in.
Yeah, beat him on the trap right there, and Kirsch just slipped to the basket.
56-54. 5:45. We got a long way to go in this game. Here's Decker right down the lane, goes all the way against Kirsch and flips it off the glass. Good. 14 for him.
Probably deserved a foul right there, really, to be honest.
Well, they're not going to call much. Here is a shot put up in the lane that's no good, but the rebound is tipped down and taken by Jack after Merrill couldn't get it down. Down inside, Merrill puts it up no good. Missed a little bunny in there, but a lot of bodies were in there at the time. Indians have it going down. Fawns went for it. I don't know if that was blocked or what happened. He missed it. Rebound back the other way, and now we get a foul on Decker. And that is going to be number four on Decker. And still 5:13 to play.
Yeah, it was Kershaw on the other end that got that shot up by Fawns. He did a great job of tracking it. Kershaw's just been unbelievable for his Putnam County team in the second half.
Beist is going to get two free throws here at a big third quarter. At 10 of his 15 points in that third quarter, can cut it back to two, and he puts the free throw up no good off the back of the iron. Pendleton County does not have a foul in this second half. Indians have only one here in the fourth quarter, five in the second half. You play, you play 11 minutes in a game that's really up and down, and you don't get a foul. Weiss makes the second free throw. 58-55. Done into the lane. Runs into a pair of players and sends it over to Rowell in the corner. A lot of contact there. And now we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. 5:02 left to play in the game. Montgomery County, 3-point lead in the ball. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here at the MCHS Arena tonight, Montgomery County 58, Pendleton County 55. Indians with the ball. Side front court with 5:02 to play as they get it inbounds to Ethan Dunn in backcourt, the junior. Dribbles against Merrill. Hands it off to Jarvis. Jarvis driving for the basket. Spins, goes up, and missed the shot. Rebound, he gets it and puts it back in.
Big basket there from Montgomery County.
60-55. Jarvis with 11 points now. Comes the third Indian in double figures. Merrill sends it right corner. Jack can't do anything with it. Threw it away. Fawns picked off the pass. Fawns is going to go down, goes up, and he's going to be held. And that is Jack on the personal foul. First of the second half, Fawns is going to shoot two with 4:26 to go.
See, Fawns grabbed that left arm. Of course, he's got that bandage on it. Came into the game with a little dinged up with that left arm.
Fawns has only 2 points here in the second half, 18 in the game. Seven rebounds for the sophomore. He puts the free throw up and in. Made 4 of 4 from the stripe tonight. Trying to see if he can push the lead to 7 points here.
You're coming up on that 4-minute mark, and that's when you really start talking possession basketball.
Missed the shot there, and Kirsch with a rebound. So it's 61-55. Merrill out in the center circle. Jarvis is guarding him. Jarvis with a height advantage. Merrill awfully quick. Kirsch. Fawns behind him. Now they switch players. They go down inside of Kirsch. He lost it. Couldn't handle the hard bounce pass from Merrill.
That's a tough pass right there. I know Merrill tried to create the angle to get it to, but you're throwing it at his feet again, and we've seen he struggled with trying to catch that ball at his feet.
Dunn in backcourt. Looks at the press. Sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis right down the middle. Goes all the way and flips up a bad shot. He was off balance. Cox with a rebound. Cox comes down. Sends it back out to Merrill. Indians able to retreat, not give up anything in transition. Merrill driving in, sends it to Cox. Gentry matches him, dumps it in to Kirsch. Now, have to get it back outside. Merrill will take it with 3:35 to go. Merrill starts in against Jarvis, picked up by Fawns, and he puts his shot up no good. Rebound by Kirsch, who backs his way in and puts it in. I thought he walked. I thought he charged, but he got 2 points. And it's 61-57. Long pass down to Rowlett. Right back to Dunn. Dunn drives through the lane. Little floater from 10 feet. Good. Ethan Dunn with his second field goal.
Had some raindrops on that one.
He floated that one high. 63-57. We have 3:03 to go. Merrill driving Dunn. The lower guarding out front. Dunn gets his third foul. You got Decker on the bench, but he's going to come back in now at 3:01. Coming back in for Rowlett, so.
Shows you how fast Merrill is. It's been a struggle for anybody to keep him in front of him all night.
Yeah, Merrill's a really good-looking junior. Little guy, little thin guy. Here is Bice, goes into the lane, bounces it off to Kirsch, a little floater good off the left baseline. Boy, Kirsch, he's got 18. Right in front of us, 63-59. Fawns goes for the basket, left baseline, flips it up, it doesn't go. Rebound, knocked away, Bice comes up with it. Fawns under a lot of pressure, Bice goes for the basket, blocked. And the ball hits off of Bice, and the Indians are going to get the ball. Breckin Decker with four fouls, but he got the block. He essentially got the rebound because he blocked it back into Bice as he's going out of bounds. 2:33 to go, 63-59. Decker in front court. Decker going, and he lost the ball. First turnover this quarter. Lead pass ahead. Cox goes under, lays it up and in. Cox in double figures with 10. 63-61, 2:15 to go. Jarvis goes for the bucket, lost it, picks it up. Now Dunn, and we get a timeout. Dunn nailed the jump shot, but well after the timeout had been called. 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in the game. Timeout, Montgomery County with a two-point lead. We'll be back. Don't go away. We return in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Indians up by two. 2:13 to play. Drive with the ball. Fouls. Only two on the Indians. Only one on Pendleton County. Only one the entire second half on the Wildcats. Here's Gentry to Jarvis. Now Gentry takes it. Drives in. Sends it back to Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn. Basic Montgomery County's going to be here. What kind of shot they're going to get?
Oh, Dunn fires a three that's no good at first with the rebound. And he is fouled, and that's going to foul Decker out of the game.
We talked about the epitome of taking a bad shot and how it can hurt your team, and that was just a poor shot selection there by Ethan Dunn. There was just no justification in that. He wasn't set to shoot it, and two, he had a defender on him. It just wasn't a good shot.
So Decker fouls out with 14 points on the night. Rowlett comes in to replace him. Here is Merrill. I thought he walked. Got away with it out high. To Kirsch, and then Kirsch throws it away. And he rolls out of bounds. Good job that time by Merrill of not letting Gentry get through that ball.
Yeah, that's all he could do at that.
He didn't want it to be a loose ball turnover, and the Indians have an opportunity for an easy two. 1:40 to go. Montgomery County inbounding the ball. See where they try to go here. With Decker out of the game. Gentry on the left wing. Gentry drives through the lane. Jarvis, a three right side. It is no good. And the rebound is taken down by Merrill, or by Bice. Bice up in the lane, and it does not go down. And the rebound is picked up in there by Merrill. They still got it. Down by two, and now we get a timeout taken by Pendleton County with 1:17 to play.
Timeout,
the Indians up by two. Wow. Well, the Indians, let's see what they can try to cook up. Not having Decker in at the end of the game is not a good time for the, not a good situation for the Indians.
It's not, but again, you know, decisions have consequences, and Montgomery County on consecutive possessions didn't take ideal shots in my estimation. You know, one by a freshman, another one's by, you know, a leader, a point guard that you just can't take that shot, you know, and you've got the lead. You're not playing from behind here, you know, and this is what this is about. You know, when I said at the four-minute mark, you start talking possession basketball, and this is the part where Montgomery County players at times just forget that concept.
Bice to get it in, gives it to Merrill. Merrill drives toward the lane, but cut off nicely by Gentry. Dropped the ball, thought he double dribbled, didn't get a call. Here's Merrill, got it back again. Gentry trying to hang with him. Merrill. And there's a little push-off by Kirsch inside, and he puts it up and in. Kirsch pushed Fawns in the back. The official didn't spot it, and we're tied with under a minute to go. Boy, Austin Kirsch has been so big. Long pass down to Fawns, back to Gentry. 45 seconds to go.
Now you get the situation, too. You know, you got to get somebody from Montgomery County, if you get a chance to shoot free throws here late, got to knock them down.
Well, will that happen, though? And They can be very aggressive. There was a foul there that they just, they're not going to call fouls. Here's Gentry. It's going to be tough to get
They've got to come up and foul.
And they do. Merrill comes up and fouls Dunn. That's his first, and that's only the second team foul.
Yeah, they'll foul real quick now on the inbounds.
But what you really want to do, wait about 6 or 7 seconds and then foul and make it inbound again and then do it another time, and the game can be over. Indians will never get a shot before we go to overtime. Here's Dunn, 20 seconds to go. Dunn gives over to Gentry. Left wing, not looking for the shot. Fawns is in the middle. 11 seconds to go, timeout Montgomery County. Boy, they let a lot of time go off after that. They let 2 seconds go off after the coach had signaled the timeout. 8.3 seconds to go. We're tied at 63-63. The Indians with the ball, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Ivan, what are you going to do if you're Montgomery County here?
Hey, you're talking about all the different strategies here. Of course, you've been seeing the 2-3 a lot of the night. Now, will Pendleton County come out set up in the 2-3 to give you that look?
I think they stay in the 2-3 zone. You never know.
Yeah, and if they don't, then call another timeout potentially here. They show the 2-3 look here. So
the Indians are going to inbound out near the timeline. They have to hurry to get a good shot. Dunn takes it. Couple of dribbles. 7 seconds to go. Right side. Clock down to four. And three. And two. And Gentry. A three-point shot is off the mark, and we'll play overtime.
Took too long to develop there. They needed to be going at 6 seconds there. Waited a little bit too late there. They had run rallying along the baseline on a little double screen there, but just didn't execute that as effectively as they would have liked.
We'll play four more minutes here at the MCHS Arena tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Four more minutes of action left, and we'll get ready to jump it up.
You could never be upset with more basketball, can you?
Oh. You know, the Indians led this game 45-34.
Yeah.
And you thought they really had it under control, and now they got to work for it. Tip controlled by Fawns. He slapped it back to Gentry. Indians will get a first opportunity here. Done. Out near the right hash mark. Over to Gentry. Top of the key. He fires a three up there. It's no good. Fawns goes a high for the rebound. Puts it in.
I was getting ready to say, we need to see the Luke Fawns we saw in the first half revisit us here.
Well, that was a big play. I mean, he really got up in the air on that rebound. He was foot and a half above everybody else to get that one. Here's Beist with it. Hands it off. They had a double team on Merrill, but they couldn't make it work. Merrill gets away. Beist drives left baseline, goes over Rallet, missed his shot. Rebound by Gentry. Indians come out there with it. Quickly down. Dunn. Right baseline. Drives in. Goes up from 10 feet. And the jumper doesn't go. And Jarvis puts it back up and in.
You saw Jarvis just wait to see if Dunn was going to release that ball. Did a great job of getting inside.
67-63. So the Indians with two rebound baskets in the first minute of this overtime. We're down to 2:55. And now we're going to get a foul on Dunn over guarding. Dunn's fourth foul.
And Dan, you know, we saw in the second half how Kirsch had been so effective on the glass for Pendleton County and on those last two possessions. Montgomery County did a great job of cleaning the glass.
He's had nine rebounds in this second half, 11 in the game. They finally got it into Kirsch. He's looking. He's killed the dribble. Gives it over. Merrill drives in, sends it back. Cox passes up a three, goes in. He doesn't like it. Gives back to Merrill. Merrill will back away. 2:40 left in the overtime. Merrill just stands out and dribbles. Now he starts in. Screen from Kirsch. Passes up a three, goes down to Kirsch. Right corner Cox, out to Beist. Beist drives for the basket. Feeds it off to Kirsch. Shot put up and in. Good ball move.
Yeah, what a pass by Beist there at the end.
67-65, and we got 2:20 left in the overtime period. Indians. Here's Gentry driving in. Got it knocked away and out of bounds. Indians will play it underneath their own basket. The Powell County players act like they can't believe it, but keep in mind, Powell County has had two fouls now. I've been in 18 minutes. Shoot.
Yeah, they played some really good defense. you know, I'm over laughing. You called him Powell again twice in a row. Hey, but that's all right. That's good. Powell County playing defense over here. But you're right. I mean, they've done a great job of having active hands at Pendleton County most of this night. And, you know, the one thing that I've noticed in this game at times, and it goes back to that last offensive possession by Pendleton County, Beist, who is a scorer, when he got in the lane, he kept his eyes up and he was looking for Kirsch to be right there at the basket. There's been a couple of times I felt like in this game, Montgomery County could have did the same thing. But they allow the defense to come and guard them and maybe make it more of a difficult opportunity. And I don't think it's anybody's being selfish. I just think they're not aware, and the spacing hasn't always been great. That's the one thing I can say about Pendleton County for the good part of this night. When you've had Beist and Merle as predominant and primary ball handlers a lot, they've kept really good spacing to be able to take advantage of some of these opportunities at the basket.
Kirsch is 11 of 13 from the field.
Yeah.
At 22 points. Indians with a two-point lead looking to get the ball in. They get it low to Jarvis. Jarvis turns, goes up, flips it up, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound tipped out in the lane, and there's Kirsch. He's got another rebound.
And there was four white jerseys out on the perimeter, only Jarvis in there to rebound.
Here's Merrill, top of the key, thought about a three, passed it up, Beist against Gentry. Weiss looks, dumps it off to Merrill. We're under two to play now in the overtime period. Indians a two-point lead. Pendleton County with the ball. Here's Weiss. Weiss dribbling, goes in on the right side, cut off, stops, goes up, jump shot, no good. Rebound, oh, Cox gets it, puts it in.
Wow.
And he's fouled.
Wow.
The Indians out-battled each other for the ball. And Dunn is fouled out of the game. Second Indian to foul out.
Oh, that's huge now.
Cole Rose comes in.
Because now you're going to have Tyson Jarvis be the guy that's going to be your primary ball handler for Montgomery County.
Cox can give his team the lead. He does. First lead of the game. 68-67. Minute 35 to go in the overtime period. Rallis off on the left wing, Jarvis on the right side. They go to Cole Rose in the middle, off to Gentry. He fires a three. That's no good. Hard off the back of the iron. Rebound is taken down by Hunter Jack. So they have the ball. Gentry didn't have, he just didn't have real good footwork that time on that shot. And now as Weiss drives in, the foul is on Gentry. That's his first foul of the game. And Merrill is going to go to the line to shoot a pair of shots. Merrill has not scored in the second half of the overtime, Ivan.
Yeah, he hasn't. But boy, he's done a great job of that two-man game with Kirsch. He and Weiss have just been feeding their big guy.
He missed the free throw. Aiden Merrill now he tries to give his team a two-point lead. And he missed it. Bonds has the rebound. So Indians can take the lead with any kind of basket here. Bonds over to Gentry. Gentry against Merrill, and Merrill took it away from him. He goes under, lays it up and in.
There you go.
And the lead is three.
The value of having somebody who's used to having the ball in their hands in a situation.
Indians take a timeout with 47.7 seconds to go. Indians take a timeout. Down by three at 70-67, and we'll be back in a minute.
He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Seconds to go. The Indians, they don't have to get a three-point field goal here, but they've got to score. They need to try to see if they can get something inside. Bonds has 5 points in the second half, 21 in the game. Jarvis, they don't want to waste a lot of time, though. Here's Gentry off on the right wing, drives in, spins, weaves. Bonds gets open. Bonds fires a three off balance. It's no good. Rebound, Jarvis goes back up. He missed it badly. Boy, that might do it right there. The rebound is taken by Merrill, and now we get a foul. Only 25 seconds to go. Jarvis.
That was a tough miss on the putback, but again, your first option to shoot the three, you didn't have to, and that's...
Merrill's free throw is good. That might do it right there. With 25.4 to go.
Yeah, you talked about, you know, at the start of that possession, you know, you had 40 seconds, plenty enough time.
He misses this one. Bonds grabs the rebound. 71-67, Jarvis. Bonds bobbles it, picks it up, drives for the basket, goes in, dumps it out to Rose. And now Gentry fires with 12 seconds to go. The three is good. The Indians got to see if they can come up with a steal or get a quick foul. Here's Merrill with the ball. 3 seconds to go, and it's over. 71-70.
They could not get the foul. They could not get to those quick guards. Could Montgomery County in that situation?
The Pendleton County Wildcats come in and get a win tonight. The Indians fall 71-70. And don't go away. We've got much coming on our postgame show. We'll return to the MCHS Arena in a couple of minutes.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
We're back here at the MCHS Arena tonight where the Indians have lost to Pendleton County 71-70. One thing I'd like to say is that, Pendleton County, you look at other scores and people say, well, how did Pendleton County come in here and get a win? Well, Pendleton County, they didn't play with any fear. They knew they could be competitive, and they had a couple of really nice guards. And when Kirsch doesn't have any more opposition than he faced in the low post than he did tonight, they're very good.
They really are. And give them credit. Cox, who's the other second leading scorer on the season, really didn't have that big of an offensive effect on this game as he probably normally would, but this team realized they had an advantage down inside, and they rewarded the way Kirsch was working. And we talk about Merle not scoring much in the second half, but he was just basically the setup guy at that point in time. He became a facilitator, and they were utilizing Kirsch's big body for a lot of times. He was just diving to the basket off of a screen opportunity or setting himself up around the basket when they were doing their motion offense out on the floor. And when they would drive to the basket, they weren't always just being the guy that was looking to score, because you saw early in this game when Merrill and Bice was going to the basket, they were being contested a lot of times, and shots were being blocked by Jarvis and by Decker at times during this game. But they adapted to that. They adjusted to that from a standpoint of then giving the ball up. They draw the defense and give it up. And that's where you saw a lot of those opportunities. And then give Kirsch credit. He made a couple of great passes there, too. He had an all-around game. This was kind of one of those best games of the season, I'm certain, for him in an all-around aspect. But he just went to battle in the second half on the glass and giving limited opportunities to Montgomery County and given multiple opportunities to his team, and it made a huge difference, and they were getting premium shots most of the night.
And the Indians, 18 of 30 in the first half, and the Indians only made 11 of 37 in the second half in the overtime. So,
It
went downhill. They made 5 of 12 threes in the first half, second half in the overtime, 2 of 14.
And I think, you know, this is another learning opportunity. I'm sure when they look at the video of this tomorrow, the next day, they'll see when we talk about possession basketball and how important that is. I mean, all these kids, I know they watch, you know, college and NBA basketball, but are they really paying attention to what those teams are doing in those critical situations? You know, a lot of times when you're young, you just look at the spectacular sometimes, and you don't look at the little idiosyncrasies a lot of times and the way you win ball games. And, you know, I just felt like this Montgomery County team, you know, late, they made some poor decisions. And like I said, decisions have consequences. And they were negative consequences at crucial times tonight, late in this ball game, where Pendleton County, again, just continued to do what kept them in the game, but then gave them an opportunity to win the game late with some big basket opportunities.
Individual scoring real quick for you for Pendleton County. They're led by Austin Kirst, their 6'5 senior center, at 22 points and 11 rebounds. And in the second half, he had 16 points and 9 rebounds.
Yeah.
Big second half in overtime. 16 for Alex Beist, who is their leading scorer. And Beist also had 9 rebounds in the game. 15 points for Aiden Merrill. And he got 12 of those in the first half. And he also had 7 rebounds. And then Hunter Cox ends up with 13 points, and he has 7 rebounds. Hunter Jack, the fifth starter, had just 3 points but took only 3 shots. And then Luke Gregg off the bench in the first half had 2 points. And Dawson Nichols played very, very briefly but did not score. For Montgomery County, Luke Fawns, 21. He had 16 in the first half. And didn't get a lot of shots in the second half, really. He also ends up with 10 rebounds, so Fawns had a double-double tonight. Then it was 14 for Brecken Decker, but he fouled out with 1:55 to play in regulation tonight, and that was big for the Tribe. 13 points for Tyce Jarvis. He had 2-4. He had 8 rebounds in the game. Then 6 points for Isaiah Rallett. He hit the only 2 shots he took, 3-pointers, first half. Didn't get a shot in the second half, Ivan.
Yeah, and that's difficult, which is the way they were playing, but you're right. He was able to come in and knock down a couple of big shots when they needed to him and when he got those opportunities.
Yeah, and then we're going to have the coach come and talk to us here about this contest tonight. And sitting in a when you get put in a hot seat, it's different, isn't it, Coach?
It's a little different, for sure. Yeah.
You had to make a lot of decisions tonight. This wasn't a game, and the problem was it looked like you had the game under control, didn't it, with that 45-33.
Yeah, it did. It did. I mean, we, you know, at halftime, we felt like we should have been in a better position than what we were. But, you know, we were up 11, 12 points. We felt pretty good coming out of the half. Yeah.
And what was the most difficult thing about being in the number one seat tonight?
That's a good question. I mean, most difficult, probably just dealing with the emotions, you know, trying to keep guys calm, trying to keep guys engaged, you know, when things aren't going well, trying to keep their heads up. You know, we have a tendency sometimes, and kids, not us in general, but kids have a tendency when they make mistakes to put their head down, hang their head, and let one mistake boil into 4 or 5 mistakes. So probably that, you know, when you're an assistant, you're sitting, you do that some one-on-one, but when you're standing, you've kind of got all 5 guys you're trying to keep up out there.
What do you think, difference in the game tonight?
I hate to say without watching film, but if I was saying instant reaction, I mean, Lord, they killed us on the offensive boards late. I mean, I don't know what the numbers were, I'm sure you do.
47-35 was the rebounding advantage they had. And Kirsch had 11 rebounds, and he was 11 of 13 from the field.
Wow. Yeah. You know, at halftime, like I said, we felt like we should have been in a better position, but they had a few offensive rebound kickout threes, which you see a lot. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of what we talked about at the half. You take those away, you take those offensive boards away, you might be sitting there up 17 or 18 at halftime instead of 11. And, you know, we hope to come out at the half and fix that, but we didn't.
Not a bad penalty county team, certainly.
No, they're not bad. Like I told Ivan before the game, they got some guys that can play. They're well coached. Yeah, credit to them.
The two guards, extremely quick, and you had trouble with them all night.
We did. Yeah, we did. Our defensive rotations weren't great. You know, we had trouble staying in front of those two. Yeah, good players.
This team is struggling with leadership. Not that you don't have players who I think are leaders, basically, but on the basketball floor, that missing that point guard, missing that player that can really take charge, and what happens when Decker goes out of a game like this?
You know, that's tough. Of all guys to foul out, you lose your senior leader. That, you know, that's tough for sure. But, yeah, you know, we sometimes lack a calm presence when moments get, you know, rattling and adversity hits. And that's, you know, that's normal with a young, you know, young team, a high school team. So, you know, that's just something we've got to keep working on.
Coach Mays doesn't ever he doesn't ever like to take the ball out of a player's hands in terms of shooting. But you did take a couple of shots, I know, late that you'd like to have back. A couple of three-point attempts that didn't have to be taken, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that we talked about briefly when we went in the locker room, you know. Games like this, obviously they hurt to lose. They sting. But games like this make you better. So there's situations that we're going to get into in the future. These kids are going to play games with this, that situation, those games, those shots that we took that maybe we didn't need to take. They're going to make them better. You know, you learn from these games. You don't lose when you win or lose by 35. These are the kind of games that you learn from. So,
yeah. But when this game is over, do you think, well, I wish I could go back and change that. I wish I had done this different. Or do you are you able to just kind of say, hey, heat of the moment, we try to make the best decisions and we move on?
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. You know, we talk to the players all the time about next play mentality. So you kind of have to own that and be the same. You know, if you're going to sell it, you gotta own it. So, you know, we move on. I mean, are there things that we would take back? Absolutely. I'm sure when I watch the film, I could tell you 20 or 30 things that I'd like to take back. But no, man. Right now, no. We came out of the fourth quarter timeout there at the end of regulation with an action drawn up, and I by mistake didn't see, we got our inbounder mixed up, so they you know, the wrong guy threw the ball in and it blew the whole action up. So I would like to have that back. I should have saw that. I should have caught that.
Yeah, but you did. You went in, you took a 4-point lead. Things looked pretty rosy. Your team looked like you know, that they were engaged down the stretch and not playing with a lack of confidence or anything.
No, man, you know, I'm proud of those guys. You don't, you know, losing sucks. I hate losing, but I'm proud of those guys.
Yeah.
Always am.
Wow. You turn from this game now to a Clark County team coming in here. And, hey, comparative scores, they just are what they are. But, I mean, Clark County took this team apart, and they're going to come in here Friday night with the same idea against the Indians, you know.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows the elephant in the room of Clark County. So those guys know. We know in the locker room. So that's what we talked about. And, you know, next play mentality. We got to move on. We got 2 days to prepare for GRC. So,
Luke Fawns, boy, early in this game, first half. I mean, I don't know that he's played a whole lot better half of basketball. Did they do anything to take him out of his first half game in the second half? Really?
I don't think that they did anything. I think that we quit getting out in transition as much, you know, and this is all instant reaction. Obviously, I'm the kind of person that likes to watch film, but, you know, we didn't get out in transition as much early. He scored a lot early in transition. You know, they packed that zone in, and we struggled to get quality looks against it. And when we did get some quality looks in the second half, they just didn't go down.
Yeah. Jordan Berry, it's assistant coaches. You never know when you're going to be in a position like you're in tonight, and certainly our thoughts are with the Coach Mays and Lori Beth and the family. I mean, this is a really tough time for them. I mean,
yeah,
it's not that You know, her mother was an extremely young woman, but at the same time, this was an unexpected death that they have faced and had to deal with over the last several days. And certainly, we hope that they can make a good recovery, that the memories will be good enough to sustain them in the days ahead. And you'll have to continue to be a great assistant like you've been for Coach Mays coming back here the rest of this week and try to get ready for Clark County on Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I'll try.
Jordan Perry. Jordan, thank you a lot for coming and visiting with us.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
That's the Montgomery County assistant coach tonight. He was in the main seat. The Indians had a 45-34 lead at the end of three quarters tonight, but end up in overtime going down by a final of 71-70. And I'm just, tough loss. Sometimes you have things that are easily fixed, and sometimes you have things that aren't very easily fixed. And right now the Indians are still dealing with a problem of really needing a point guard, and it's not there, and it's not, you know, you can't put it on any player. I mean, Ethan Dunn, he was kind of given the mantle maybe of being that. He's not, hasn't grown into that role. It's been tough on him. Yeah. Brecken Decker many times has had to kind of take the ball and try to we've seen Dawson Gentry handle the ball a lot, but the cohesiveness of the offense.
Yeah.
Then when you think about that and you say, well, wait a second, you know, you scored 70 points tonight. I mean, it's, it wasn't like you didn't score enough points to win.
Yeah.
This team can score the ball, but still when you do not have – that guy to really depend on handling the ball all the time, it just over the time, I think it weighs on a team.
Point guards matter, and it truly does. And, you know, again, you see, just, sometimes there are things you just can't manufacture. There are some people that just have that skill set, that mindset, that quality about them at that position. We saw it when the girls played up at Russell last week, what a point guard can do for a team. You know, they just they know how to set the table. They know when they need to make a shot or take a shot. They know where everybody else needs to be and get the ball in that situation. They understand situational basketball. That's why you always hear coaches say, my leader on the floor, my general on the floor, an extension of me. You know, because they're thinking like a coach. They're thinking of the situation. They're looking at the clock. They're understanding the possession. We weren't getting that. You know, no fault to Dawson here late in the game when he got the ball knocked free from him by Merrill. He typically is not in that situation. You know, he hasn't been in that situation much, and definitely that particular situation late in the ball game, possession. You need a, you know, you need a basket, and he got knocked free. And, you know, as you heard Coach Perry say, this is a learning opportunity. Hopefully you learn from this. If you don't learn from this, then that's just who you're going to be, and you're going to have to deal with that until, you know, somebody finally takes that mantle. But you just keep coaching. You keep plugging through it. And, you know, we talked about how Montgomery County was able to get out and transition. He mentioned that they didn't as much in the second half, and that was just competing. I think that's one of the things that you'll see when they review the video after this, again, late in the ball game, how many white jerseys were at the glass. You know, we saw that the other night against Frederick Douglass, which, you know, it was a different beast in and of itself. But then you saw it again tonight, and you talked about, was it, Bice had, what, 8 or 9 rebounds? You know.
Yeah, he had 10. Well, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He had 9.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, here's a guy that – when it mattered, he just had to get his hands on the ball. And we didn't see that collective effort out of Montgomery County, at least in my estimation. You know, we talked about the one time when he inbounds the ball. He inbounds the ball, comes right back in, the shot goes up, which wasn't a great shot by Cox. Nobody ever engaged him. He got right there and got a free opportunity right at the basket. And it's those little things. You know, little things matter, and you got to pay attention to it. You got to stay focused on that. And it's a growing process for some of these guys from Montgomery County, and hopefully they will learn. So
Hey, we'll be back to see if they learn a little bit in the next couple of days. That they'll have to do that again Friday night. Clark County comes here. Girls game first. Boys game to follow. We'll be on the air at about 5:45 for the girls game, and we hope you'll plan on being here to watch the contests on Friday night. And if you just can't be here, join us here on 1150 and 106.9 FM. We'll be here to describe the action to you. Kentucky going to get out with a win tonight at Rupp Arena by 13 with under a minute to play now. And again, they put the points on the board. Dillingham has had 21 and Mitchell 20 and Wagner with 16 and Reeves with 14 and Bradshaw with 10. They have had five players hit double figures again tonight for the Wildcats. So a nice win for Kentucky in SEC play. But our thanks to Jeff West on studio control tonight. And until we join you again on Friday night for Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us. Pendleton County 71, Montgomery County 70 in overtime tonight here in the arena. Till Friday night, good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.